Wisconsin residents and people around the country have been tossing their paper, plastic, and other recyclables into some sort of bin for decades. But for most of us, those materials are picked up at our doorsteps and ferried off to be repurposed in some way.
But the system faces challenges, from what some of us toss into our bins to changing markets, most notably the loss of longtime customer for recycled materials, China.
As a part of our The Trouble with Waste series this week, Susan Benz brings us this conversation with Melissa Johnson, who knows a lot about waste. She runs Marathon County's Solid Waste Department and serves as president of Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin. Johnson dismisses the doom and gloom buzz around recycling.
Let's not use hyperbolic phrases like collapsing and crisis. Recycling is changing. It's just forcing us to look more critically at how we run our programs and how we think about the market, because we send all of our commodities to a market because someone has to make them into new things. So in Wisconsin, we do have a law that is part of statute chapter 289. And in chapter 289 or 287, excuse me, there are landfill bans. And the landfill bans say that these items are banned from disposal or incineration in Wisconsin. You know, the early things were lead acid batteries and appliances and tires. Those were the big items. Now we get to those things that you put in the recycling stream in your bin at the curb. Newspapers, cardboard, magazines, office paper, tin cans, aluminum cans, glass jars, and plastic containers.
Does that lay out the grades of plastic?
Well, the original law said plastics 1 through 7 are banned from landfill. However, recycling professionals in Wisconsin realized very early on that there was only real practical value for plastics 1 and 2. The state said, okay, we're going to focus on plastics 1 and 2, and we will waive from the recycling requirement the landfill ban, plastics 3 through 7. So we have focused primarily on plastics 1 and 2 because there were markets available, because those things could easily be transformed into something else. The other plastics were a little more challenging. The markets weren't there. In other words, there weren't a lot of ways to process and then reuse those things or recycle them into something else. Now, as we've kind of evolved in the recycling industry, plastics number 5, maybe plastic number 4 or 3, there's been a growing sort of trend of those items being accepted in the recycling stream because there are niche markets that say, yep, we can take those things and make them into something else. But for right now, those things are optional, and not all municipalities will accept them in their recycling stream.
When you say that it's changing, that means markets are changing. With the Wisconsin Association, what initiatives, what do the members in general feel would stabilize or advance? Or
well, there's a couple of things that we've done across the state as early as 2016, I believe it was. There was a growing recognition that we were having challenges getting glass to markets. Glass is recyclable, but sometimes its weight in the transportation distance was outweighing the value of what was being paid by the smelters. And so what Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin did is worked with the DNR and worked with the glass smelters and the secondary processors of glass and said, how can we build a better mousetrap? And was actually able to pave a path to some alternative ways to use glass, not necessarily direct glass to glass recycling, but find ways to get glass into other beneficial use, for instance, for use as aggregate in roadbeds, in road base. We didn't really create new markets. We created new opportunities to specifically reuse some of the glass byproduct. The other thing that Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin has been focusing on, and this is probably one of the newest things that we need to really keep zeroed in on, is quality control right at home. If we can create a quality product in our recycling stream, in other words, make sure we're not putting contaminants, food waste, diapers, a whole lot of food residue on our things we're putting in the recycling, we can actually create a better value to our product, and it makes it more attractive to whether it's a paper mill, whether it's a foundry, whether it's a plastic extruder. So we're focused on quality control so that the output from our recycling programs across the state is the best that we can produce and create value in that product.
So how are you attacking that issue?
Well, one of the things that we have done, of course, is connect professionals around the state and create a consistent message. So if we can talk about recycling right and recycling more and keep that consistent message, we create less confusion. The other thing we do is remind people that your municipal program might be a little bit different, and always check to make sure that you're doing the right thing. And I just posted a friend of mine on Facebook, had a thing on plastic bags, and she goes, well, if I can't throw them in the garbage, I'll put them in the recycling container. And I said, no, don't do that. And I sent her a link to a YouTube video from a MRF in Washington State. It's a very good explanation of what plastic bags do in a material recovery facility and how much damage they cause.
I think what confuses some people maybe is if they see a recycling symbol, they say, well, it's recyclable. But are the bags that are being gathered up by grocery stores that have a bin for plastic bags, is that having a positive impact?
It certainly is. It's a great outlet, whether it's at a Target or at a local grocery store or whatever. Many of those locations are part of a national program called WRAP. That's an acronym. I forget what it's for, WRAP. And it's connected with the Plastics Association. It's their method of trying to collect the materials that they have out there that aren't suited for the recycling stream.
And are they recycled in some way?
They are either recycled or reused. But yes, they are not ending up in landfills. They're actually ending up with productive use.
Why don't the entrepreneurial types, the creative types, think of ways that they can take recyclable materials here in Wisconsin and create a new use? Is that a growing movement here, or is it the paper mills and the big companies that might take those big items?
There's two answers. The first one is the biggest users are always going to be those big manufacturers, whether it's the paper mills or the plastic extruders that are spinning number one plastic bottles, your soda bottles, into polyester threads to be made into carpet. So there's always going to be that need for that bigger demand for the materials. And remember, Wisconsin's paper industry and our connection with our recycling programs is absolutely key to the success of Wisconsin paper mills and those jobs supported by those paper mills. You know, frequently when we put stuff in the recycling bin, we think, oh, we're saving a tree. This is wonderful. The birds are going to live in the trees. And that's part of it. But if you know someone who works at a paper mill, particularly those where post-consumer paper is used as a primary feedstock, their jobs and their ability to contribute to their communities is contingent upon recycling. So that's a key message. But get to those little niche markets and entrepreneurial opportunities. And here's just one example, and it's happening in Stevens Point. The Arts Alliance of Stevens Point, now it's called Create Portage County, is actually now the owner of the state's largest 3D printer. And they're working to source plastics locally as feedstock for that 3D printer for all kinds of projects. So it's those creative sort of things and us recycling and solid waste management professionals connecting with people, just stepping outside the box and looking at all the possibilities on how we can create more opportunities to use post-consumer materials.
What's going to help, aside from people knowing how to properly recycle, what are measures or policies that could improve our recycling here in Wisconsin?
It's also a very good question. So there's a number of places where investment could really take place. Wisconsin landfills must charge $7 a ton for every ton of waste that goes into landfills, and that fee is called a recycling fee. There's other fees that we assess as well, and that money goes to DNR, and they use that and redistribute it out. The recycling fee in particular was put into place to help support local programs, and that is by way of what's called the Recycling Basic Grant. In 2009, the allocation for that grant was $29.9 or $29.5 million, I forget which, and the amount of money collected was close to $35, $36 million, and the other you know, millions left over were used for DNR, recycling staff, and administration. Since then, under the Walker administration, That money has been cut back to only $19 million for local programs to run their recycling programs. And that includes education and outreach and enforcement and the collection of recyclables. It's not nearly enough to cover the cost of what is about 100 and some odd million dollars across the state to run local programs. The rest of the money went for a variety of things, from debt service for wastewater treatment plant grants back in the 80s to funding, you know, wardens and a lot of different things. If we could get more money at the local level to do a more robust education and outreach program, and consistent and ongoing, because just like all things, education is not one time, it is ongoing. So if we could carve out more of that more of that money back to the local programs as it was intended, that would be a big step. Here's the other thing that would help, and that would be investment in markets. What, just like you had talked about previously, what can we do in Wisconsin to keep these materials local or regional to support the recycling industry? Because recycling is only as good as having the markets and the products to be made out of them. And I always give this example. You know, plastic bottles, number one, plastic bottles. If you have carpeting in your house, very likely, or in your office, that carpeting is from a number one plastic bottle. So we have to find ways to reuse those materials to make more products. Those need to be regional, because when we start shipping things a long way, of course, you're going to use up more resources, both, you know, carbon resources and then dollar resources. So more investment, whether that's through WEDC or some other organization, to say, what can we do to support a business development that uses post-consumer materials right here in Wisconsin or within the region?
So I know you said saying collapse is just a big mistake and it causes fear and concern, but it seems Philadelphia, you know,
sure,
different places around the country, they are really grappling in a big way in terms of the cost and the market and all of that. Isn't that true?
So it is true, but here is the problem. This is the root problem, is people seem to think that recycling should be free. It is not and never was free. A material recovery facility can cost in excess of $20 million. Just to keep the lights on annually could be $500,000. The employees working there get paid. The insurance, a truck to collect recyclables is $250,000. This is not free. And people thinking you're paying to get things recycled and that's somehow bad, the alternative is paying to put it in a landfill. So people are not looking at this in the right way. And I blame our industry, because the messaging very early on in the 90s was, recycling is going to save everything and we're going to get money for the materials and it's going to be free to do. Nothing is free. This is an industry like any other with costs. So your alternatives are, yes, paying to get it recycled or paying to put it in a landfill. So we've got to get that message out. Recycling is changing. We're changing the way we think about it, and we're changing the way we're sort of evaluating its benefits. It's not just about saving the earth. It is about economic development. It is about all of these things. And if we bury it in landfill, and I run landfills, however, burying it in my landfill means it will never be anything else but buried in my landfill. That's the choice.
Melissa Johnson runs Marathon County's Solid Waste Department and serves as president of Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin. She spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz as part of her Earth Week series, The Trouble with Waste.